has come.
As prophets had predicted for many years, God sent himself in human form to bring peace to a chaotic world. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, reigns over a kingdom not of this world. He doesn't conquer oppressive rulers or topple evil empires, but he does deliver his children from the strongholds of fear and doubt and sin. Jesus' miraculous birth was just the beginning of a beautiful story of how heavenly peace has come to us. The young virgin, chosen to give birth to this child, struggled to wrap her finite mind around the idea that she would soon deliver the one who would deliver us all. Her fears could only be relieved by the unseen hand of God.
Baby.
As you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place, but I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me.
His birth in Bethlehem, the angels spoke to shepherds on earth and told them not to be afraid, for the Messiah had just been born. Their Savior, their Deliverer, was just miles away. What news? And before the angels went back to heaven, they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and the promise of peace on earth."
Bells more. shall fail, the right prevail.
Hear the bells, they're ringing.
Peace.
upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old.
From angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold, these on the earth.
God never promised that our lives would be trouble-free. In fact, Jesus said that we definitely would have problems and heartache and pain. Just before his crucifixion, Jesus also promised to leave us with peace. "My peace," he said, "not as the world gives." His peace is beyond our understanding, and yet it's as real as the fear that it was sent to relieve. The prophet Isaiah called it perfect peace. And although it may seem impossible, this quiet assurance is available to those who totally trust in him. It's not the absence of war or conflict, not the result of a ceasefire nor the signing of a treaty. Peace is a person, Jesus Christ. We were once enemies of God because of our sin, but have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. Now we call on him to rule in our hearts, for our comforter, our strength, our Prince of Peace has come.
Glory in creation.
One of the titles by which Jesus is known is Prince of Peace. And he used the word himself in what seemed at first glance to be two radically contradictory statements. On the one hand, he said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." And later on, the last time they ate together, he said to them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." The contradiction is resolved, however, when you realize that for Jesus, peace seems to have meant not the absence of struggle, but the presence of love. We are so thankful that you would be with us to share in this beautiful season. We do pray that the peace of Christ will dwell with you and with your families as you make your way through this holy time of year. So let's pray together. Our gracious God, we thank you that into the midst of our busyness and our noise and our sometimes chaotic lives, you send the promise of peace. But it's not just the peace of a quiet song or a silent candlelight, But Father, it's the peace that comes from knowing that we are forgiven and that your Spirit lives within us and that one day we'll dwell in your kingdom forever. Father, how I pray that we will reach out and accept that peace, the peace that you offer through Jesus Christ our Lord, because it's in his name that we pray. Amen.